Well, tēnā tātou katoa nō mai hoki, mai ki tēnei hōtaka Radio Wātea's Drive Show. Now we are going to be joined by Ardena Williams. We have regular kōrero with her every Monday. And this is, well, a treat for us to be able to have a kōrero with her every Monday to catch up. And if you don't know who Ardena is, she is the Marurewa MP and Labour List MP, and well, she's going to have a paku kōrero with us. Tēnā koe, Ārena.
Tēnā koe, thank you for having me.
Now, last week the House was in recess for the Easter break, but they're back this week. You're back this week. However, you, Ārena, were still busy on the ground back here in Auckland for the school strike for Climate New Zealand protest last Friday. Talk to us. What was the energy like at the protest?
Hey, it was amazing, and the level of energy from our young people in South Auckland was also really cool. I was contacted before the climate march that was organised by School Strike for Climate by some Manurewa High School students who wanted to know what my position was, and so I made it a priority to get along because there are some things that this government is doing which we're going to have a direct impact on those students who are 16 and 17 now living in South Auckland. Things like scrapping the oil and gas ban, things like the fast-track legislation where ministers will have final decision-making on environmental decisions instead of the process that we've always had in New Zealand, which has been governed by law, and things like removing the clean car discount, which made electric vehicles cheaper and accessible for people, you know, buying their first and second vehicles. So all of those things together mean that young people in New Zealand will have you know, more emissions, more environmental degradation to deal with, and it's our kids who are going to be paying the price.
Ai, tēnā koe, mō tēnā kōrero. And, you know, in regards to how you make it, how you make some of those changes and policies that are important to that, I want to touch on that a little bit later. But, you know, I did, looking at some of the footage from Friday's Strike for Climate protest, I did see, you know, there were people like Iru Kapa Kingi, but also many Māori flags, Tino Rangatira flag, Tanga flags there as well. And I just wanted to know, did you get a sense that there was a Māori presence there?
Yeah, what a cool question. I saw this solidarity between Tino Rangatira Tanga movements and the School Strike for Climate, which is really powerful because these things are connected, but we're stronger when we're together. And the kinds of changes this government is making, not only to climate change legislation, but to our environment, is also going to affect Māori. It's going to affect these young students who are also Māori at Manurewa High School. And it goes to this broader issue, which is how governments in New Zealand should be making decisions. You know, I think last time I checked, there were 18 bills that had progressed through some form of urgency since this new government was elected. That means that they're not using the ordinary parliamentary process to have consultation, to work with groups who are interested in this, to work through iwi issues with Māori themselves. Instead, they're making calls on, you know, what are intergenerational issues and are things that will either be paid for by future generations in debt or will be things that cost our environment, not dollars, but in the way it affects our health and our well-being for generations. And so to see that solidarity between not only people waving Tino Rangatira flags, but also young Māori voices within the speakers, with leading the group and making sure that everyone was looked after, was amazing. I want to give a shout out to School Strike for Climate for organising such a cool protest where, you know, it wasn't just young people, there were older people, there were kuia kaumātua in the crowd. It just felt like a protest movement with real mana in it, and to be able to get everyone together in Albert Park to have the kind of discussion about how we change things and how we push back on this government's changes was really, really cool.
You know, I saw people like Iru Kapa Kingi speak there. I saw a big Māori presence. Did you get that from the march, from the protest?
Yeah, what a cool question. I saw this solidarity between Tino Rangatira Tanga movements and the School Strike for Climate, which is really powerful because these things are connected, but we're stronger when we're together. And the kinds of changes this government is making, not only to climate change legislation, but to our environment, is also going to affect Māori. It's going to affect these young students who are also Māori at Manurewa High School. And it goes to this broader issue, which is how governments in New Zealand should be making decisions. You know, I think last time I checked, there were 18 bills that had progressed through some form of urgency since this new government was elected. That means that they're not using the ordinary parliamentary process to have consultation, to work with groups who are interested in this, to work through iwi issues with Māori themselves. Instead, they're making calls on, you know, what are intergenerational issues and are things that will either be paid for by future generations in debt or will be things that cost our environment, not dollars, but in the way it affects our health and our well-being for generations. And so to see that solidarity between not only people waving tinoranga tira flags, but also young Māori voices within the speakers, with leading the group and making sure that everyone was looked after was amazing. I want to give a shout out to School Strikes Climate for organising such a cool protest where, you know, it wasn't just young people, there were older people, there were kuia kaumātua in the crowd. It just felt like a protest movement with real mana in it, and to be able to get everyone together in Albert Park to have the kind of discussion about how we change things and how we push back on this government's changes was really, really cool.
And, you know, tēnā koe mō tēnā kōrero ārena. In contrast to the majority of your colleagues, you're seen as a young MP. Therefore, you know, how important is it to you to get the opinions of young people?
Well, climate change and the place of Te Tiriti o Waitangi is something that really matters to young people now. And we're so lucky in Aotearoa to have them championing these issues against a government that has no regard for the climate and no vision and no plan for the revitalisation of Te Reo Māori. And I take those two issues because it is young people who are injecting so much passion into our political discourse at the moment. We're seeing opinion pieces from young people in the papers. We're seeing young activists taking to the streets like on Friday. We so need that energy in our political system. And the government's refusal to back up their words on the campaign trail with actions mean that our planet and our people are going to be suffering in the long term. So this is an issue for them. It's not going to affect older people right now. It's going to affect their generation and their children. As we get more severe weather events that impact on not only rural communities, but farmers and food producers as well, food prices go up, our housing prices go up. If we don't deal with this with the kind of collective action that we started on, you know, Labor and government had a vision and a plan, but there was always more to do. And so now we are so reliant on these young people making sure that in our political system, their views are heard. New Zealand's emissions were reducing because of all of the actions that the government took in the last 6 years. But we need to get back on that track to continue to bend the emissions curve. And without young people who are interested in this, we won't be able to do that. So my message to anyone listening to this, if you've got a young person in your house, if you are young, please get involved in the political process. We need you out there on the streets. We need you out there alongside MPs who are working to change this. We need you, you know, you can't make a submission on the bills which are going through urgency, but you can write to your local MPs, make them listen to your views, because that's the only way we're going to get back on track.
You know, it does make me think a lot more about policies and how those processes work. And so on that, you know, it seems a lot of politicians use short-term three-year policies to get votes, but never use big long-term policies to draw in people young people. But talk to us, why is that?
It's a really great question. I think around the world we're seeing a shorter and shorter political cycle driven by things like social media, but also a 24-hour news cycle is leading to some of, you know, people have a shorter-term political attention span. But also I think it's a lot of it comes down to politicians who don't see it as their role to engage with young people, don't necessarily see it as their role to engage with anyone when they use processes like urgency, which mean that they don't have to consult at all. We're losing, I think, in democratic countries like ours, the ability to talk to each other about these issues. And that's why it's so important when you see young people taking to the streets to make their voices heard. You know, that takes bravery, it takes courage in the face of a political system that doesn't invite them in. I'm really proud of a Labor Party that has always championed young people's involvement in the process. We have a very democratic process. just over the weekend, I was at a policy conference where I was really stoked to see young people having discussions about every issue, climate change, housing, taxation. Young people can absolutely be involved in those political discussions, and there's not necessarily a barrier to that. It's about wanting to be involved, about getting alongside the MPs who you see as making change in the community, and then just volunteering. I also think there's a job for politicians to do, not only in New Zealand but around the world, to work out how we actually genuinely engage with people, or else our democracies will fail. It's just that simple. They don't work if we don't talk to each other.
And just before I let you go, it would be cool to get a rundown on what we can expect from the Labour Party, or even what's happening in your electorate this week.
Yeah, cool. We've got a big week ahead for the opposition. We are holding the government to account on some of the decisions it is making, but we've also got treaty settlement bills, which will be considered in the House. And I've spoken to you about this before. Treaty settlements are some of the most important work that Parliament does, and I'm always really honoured to be part of the debates on those, because they are about the Crown acknowledging the hara and the hurt that has occurred over multiple generations in a certain rohe, about certain environmental taonga, and, you know, about looking forward to the future as well. So there's some good mixed in with telling everyone that things are bad.
Tēnā koe. Āre namo, tēnā kōrero. Thank you so much. We'll catch you next Monday.
Kia ora.
Arena Williams there, Labour List MP and the MP for the Manurewa electorate here in Tāmaki, Makaurau.